Welcome to everyone. So still with the same book. And still sage keeps on speaking. So sage still keeps on speaking and saying, Abhyutpan mana yavat bhavan gyat tatpadah guru sastra pramanaistu nirnitam tavadachar. Like if we be watchful to our mind, different time mind produces different kind of textures, you know, like sometimes like a you are in a good mood and then it's very easy to offer a cup of tea, you know. And sometimes you are in a bad mood, you know, it's very difficult to kind of like to call your guest in, you know, even. So, like this is kind of like a state of mind we have, like, you know, generally, you know, like from moment to moment changing, Like there is no no one kind of state, you know, always depends on our mood, kind of what we call mood. And here Sage is saying, like, as long as you are dependent on your moods, you know, like really moods decide for you. So as long as moods are the decisive faculty for you, then he's saying by that time you should follow the scriptures, you know, what scriptures say, what teachers say, what like a what is more and only when you don't have to be dependent on moods, only when there is a kind of like a not moods but maybe a state of clarity behind, and when there is a state of clarity behind and this decisiveness is based on that clarity, only then you could really listen yourself, you know, you start listening yourself. Otherwise, like if you, you know, it's, if your decisions are still based on your moods, so if you are in a good mood, you will say, ah, you know, I'm going to meditate, you know. And then if mood goes off, say, ah, you know, like you will throw the cushion and, you know, kind of everything and say, ah, you know, I never liked meditation. You know. Somehow, you know, how I... So he's saying, like, as long as there is no state of clarity behind, it's really good to follow teachers, scriptures, and like follow people who know, because anyway you yourself know that you are not reliable, you know, like in the morning you are different, you know, and you know, at 10 a.m. different kind of. I could be really be watchful, like somehow, you know, at least, you know, 15 to 20 people live through us, kind of, you know, like there are at least 15 to 20, you know, it could be 50 to 100. So, Sage is really kind of suggesting us, you know, really looking for this clarity behind. And once that clarity is there, then maybe you need not to follow any kind of instructions. But as long as clarity is not there, it will be good to follow teachers and scriptures and people who know. Tatah pakva kasha enam nunam visrant वस्तुना शुभो अपि सोत्वया त्याज्यो वासनोघो निराधिना. एंड सर्टेनली Also, this state of clarity comes like in the beginning and also goes away. So, also like when the state of clarity has come and moods are not effective anymore on you, so still let it be ripe. Let the state of clarity, you know, like, because, you know, many times, like little bitter bad mood will kind of throw the clarity away, you know, like still something will come and suddenly, kind of, you know, everything is upside down. So it's saying like, let it be ripe so that state of clarity is available and settle. Now he's saying, Nunam Bishrant Vastuna. Now, certainly you can relax. Now, certainly you can rest. And Subho Api Sotvaya Tyajyo Vasanodho Niradhina. And certainly, like a you know, many, many times to do good comes from a desire, you know, like, and how to really know? Because prior to this, there will be like a plan, kind of like plan going on in me that, you know, if I present myself, you know, this way, you know, people will really recognize me as a kind of like great person. Like, you know, there could be like so many reasons. So how to catch that this is, the good is coming out of desire. It's like if there is a plan before, you know, like if good is not the plan of good, like generally, you know, the plan of good is something else. And only when good is the plan of the good, like, then only really follow that. You know, not like many times we think, you know, if I do this, then you know, I will be recognized great. And certainly, like, people doesn't know that you planned this, so they really forget to say thank you, you know. And then suddenly, like, you are full of anger, you know, kind of, all those kind of symptoms come. So, say this suggesting, you know, as long as good is not the reason of good, you know, not to really follow. Mm-hmm.
Plan?
Yeah, before, like, you know, for the good, there will, like, you know, like, I will be planning, you know, if I bring a sweet from Lucknow to Roniji, you know, Roniji will be very pleased, kind of, you know, and, you know, I really brought it and, you know, offered to Roniji, and Roniji was not in a good mood, kind of, you know, like, as we see ourselves, you know, many times, and she didn't say thank you. So, because my plan was that Roni has to see me, you know, because of this sweet, good, and she didn't see. So, I will be in a bad mood, kind of suffering, and is not, like what Sage is saying, like, you know, if there is any plan, like if good is the plan for good, then it's perfect. But if there is any other plan for the good, then it's not good. Yeah, certainly, you know, that's what he means. Like, he's saying that not to do good from the expectations, otherwise it will kind of like hurt you, it will be not good enough. Okay?
Yeah. It seems to me that many times it makes, like, I see also in my myself and other people around,
mm-hmm.
but it seems to be sometimes mixed. Like you can be really good,
yeah,
and also, but also expectation kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there will be mixture, but like what he's saying, like, you know, maybe just like when it's mixture, you know that it's not from the pure intention kind of. So then, probably, just to kind of like let us know. Like generally we have this like big expectation that, you know, people should see me, you know, like really as a meditator, you know, like when we start meditating, you know, like we really expect people call us meditators, and people have no idea. So, like he's kind of like really asking us to be careful about us.
What he's saying is really to kind of have our eyes open.
Certainly, yeah.
But not necessarily not act.
You know,
just to act kind of.
Yeah, like, you know, like even if your eyes are open, and even if you act,
mm-hmm.
your expectation will not be same.
Mm-hmm.
Will not have same intensity, you know, so that you react immediately.
Yeah.
So like that, yeah.
Like, so he's not saying don't act if your intentions aren't pure. Necessarily, he's saying just like really
move just to behind. Be watchful, you know, that might cause you pain.
And I also wanted to go, like, we just go back a bit to the clarity
mm-hmm.
when he was saying about the clarity being ripe.
Mm-hmm.
Was he saying to wait till the clarity is ripe? Like,
you know, that will be the right time to act.
Mm-hmm.
Like when the clarity is ripe, it's not the moods.
So kind of staying with the clarity until
fall back and forth. That will be natural, yeah. Yadat subhag marya sevitam tat subhan anusrutya manogya भाव बुद्धया अधिगमय पदम सदा विशोकम तदनु तद अपि मुच्य साधु तिष्ठ. And he's saying like that, you know, walking like that, opening your eyes, following the welfare, and he's using like one word, you know, which is manogya भाव बुद्धिया. Like in life, I think many times we have friends who really gossip kind of, no? And like they will say, like any incident will be presented like in a like high scale, you know, little higher, and if you question them, is it really true? then they will reduce it, like, you know. And it's still not true, you know. And, you know, if you question again, so I think very difficult to listen truth from them, you know. Like, it's just the habit. So, also, Sage is saying, like, also, just to know that the habit of the mind is to represent maybe not the truth, we can say, you know, represent So really considering the presentation of mind, like when really mind presents something to you, really consider that is not the truth. And knowing this, and not only knowing, also having ability to feel like how much it is colored, you know, how much it is colored by the mind. So then what can happen? That another thing, like if you really are questioning the presentations of mind and like also having the ability that this much is colored, and there will be a time that like decisiveness will not be available because it's like a little bit doubtful. The presentation of mind is little bit doubtful. So decisiveness is not available, like really being decisive. So Sage is saying actually only when ability of presentation of mind is seen, you know, this is the ability of mind, and mind has to always, you know, enlarge little or reduce little, you know, it's like, it's not like the same, you know, like it's like a photocopy, like when you go to photocopy shop, it's either enlarged or reduced. So similarly, like really knowing that, you know, this is the way mind works. It cannot be accurate. And then really having a feeling about the accuracy, you know, like relying on the present kind of like presentation of mind and having feeling further right, you know, if it is enlarged or reduced. And at the same time, also having decisiveness, like, you know, the three things at the same time. Like, because if you stop mind, you will not be informed. Like, you know, if you say, okay, mind, I don't want you. So there is no faculty which can inform you. So you really have to make use of your mind. And that's why he's saying, like, really knowing the nature of mind, that mind is either enlarged or reduced. Like, really knowing that. And having a very clear feeling about, you know, if it is enlarged or reduced. And having a very, very clear decisiveness about it. Like, really. So Sage is saying, like, once, you know, this maybe this will be like a cooperative or kind of like, it's not like one, you know, mind has to be involved, feeling has to be involved, and decisiveness has to be involved. So it will be cooperative, you know, yeah, like. Decisiveness, like, you know, clarity, like from the clarity, yeah, kind of like a, like from the knowing, from the clarity. So, like, making a, what will be cooperation, or is this cooperation? Okay, yeah, like the, having the cooperation of mind, feelings, and decisiveness, like that. Adhigamaye padam sada visokam. Keep on walking towards Visokam means where probably life becomes a play, you know, like a really like everything matters to your ability, and your ability is not like really like generally like I will have a much trust in my ability, and when things will not go my way, I will feel sadness. But what Sage is saying here, that probably I can act to best of my ability, and still it might be that things don't go my way. So if I can be only responsible to my ability, not to the fruit of that. So certainly, like he's saying, visokam, like certainly no situation in the life can make you unhappy. Like there will be no, like, to make unhappy is not possible. And tadanu tadapi mucche sadhu tisht. And he's saying, like, this is where sages, like, sit, you know, like, this is the probably place where sages act, kind of like really fully responsible, you know, fully, maybe not responsible, like really fully, fully there, using the best abilities, using cooperation of mind, feelings, and decisiveness, like really, and because acts has been done to the best ability, so then there is no feeling of sadness, because life is, I think, you know, involves so many things, and it could happen that, like, that result is not according to me. So then, because you have used your ability in the best way, then there is no sadness felt after. Sage is saying, like, this will be the seat of sages, you know, like where sages sit and act through the life. So, any questions, please?
What is decisive? Maybe somebody knows
in German. Decisive. Decisive. In Hebrew.
Presentation of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
You've used that term a number of times. Does that mean thought? Presentation of the mind.
Yeah, it could come in thought form, you know, in imagination form. Like, you know, like every day. Like we have to rely on our mind, you know. Like every day, you know, in different forms. And generally, like, like in life, we really get so stuck with our mind, like, you know, I get so stuck with my mind that I'm not able to listen. Like anything against my idea is not right. Like generally in life, you know, that happens, like anything against my idea is not right.
I'm not sure what you mean when you say anything against my idea.
Yeah, like generally, like we live ideologies, you know. Say if I like, you know, if I like porridge, you know, and you know, somebody sitting on my table and not liking porridge, it's little bit kind of, you know, like I really give a funny look to this person. You don't like porridge, you know, kind of, you know, are you German, you know? Germans like porridge, yeah. Like, you know, this kind of, like, you know, every day we have like these funny faces, you know, and because of the ideas, because like we really don't allow others to be others.
Because we don't agree with them?
Yeah, somehow like because
it
we
like
we
eggs and toes.
Yeah, you know, somehow like kind of like, you know, the ideas are so important, you know. Like ideas are more important than the life, you know. There is like a person sitting next to me on my table. And, you know, it's just idea. It's just liking that, you know, this person likes eggs and toast. And I like, you know, porridge. And then there is a difference. There is like the love. Because of this, I'm not able to flow my love to this person. Like, you know, it's like the, somehow we really are very strict with our own ideas.
But still, of course, we can still love the person that is next to us that doesn't like the same things we like.
Yeah, you know, certainly, but like that we have to make an effort, you know. Like what happens, like generally, like if you really be watchful, the first, you know, reaction will be, you don't like porridge. Kind of like little funny face. And,
yeah, many
things, you know. Like I'm just saying, like one thing, you know. But there could be like every day, like we really go and, you know, you like, are you a human, you know? Kind of to that extent. So what Sage means, like he's saying that, really knowing that ideas are ideas, and people are free to. And anyway, mind, like what mind will produce to us, either enlarge or reduce, you know. It's not like the rith, like in Sanskrit, they have another word for that, maybe not truth, you know, maybe rith is like the how things are. Like the near real nature of them. So that ability mind doesn't have to produce writ, like to really represent writ. So really knowing that the ability of mind is to produce either enlarged or reduced, you know, things. And certainly they are very, very helpful. Like one thing could be that when I say to myself that mind only produces either enlarge or reduce things to me, I could go off the mind. And then I will not be using the mind. So Sage is saying, like really knowing that this is how you will be informed. And then really seeking the feeling ability, seeking inside you, where you really can feel that this is enlarged or reduced. And once you have felt that, then going through your decisiveness, because otherwise I can, you know, I can sit on my chair, like spend 15 days thinking, should I do this, should I do that? Like if decisiveness is not there, then I could be, you know, maybe this, you know, like left, right, you know. Not walking, but legs are walking. Mm-hmm. So what Sage is saying, like what is useful, like having this faculty, then you can be always forward, you know, you really go far. And after this he's saying, also, when you have done activities in your best ability, still there is a possibility that result is not according to you. You know, because life is so big, anything can come in. So still, because you have used your best ability, and if fruit is not coming, you will not feel sad about that, because already you have used your best ability. So saying like that will be like a very good way to live the life. Okay, Lenny.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what the point of all of this is. We have differences.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, usually, our mind is. If we're intuitive enough, it doesn't make any difference if my friend doesn't like this or sitting next to me. We're just okay. We have to.
Mm-hmm. But if we have intuitive, that's what you said. If you have intuitive, something deeper than the mind. And probably this is what Sage is saying.
Well, now, is he talking about intuition here? Being intuitive about things?
Yeah, of course, that's why he's saying like the use the feeling,
Mm-hmm.
Feeling is like kind of like intuitiveness,
Mm-hmm.
Sensing. Yeah. Maybe. You don't live fully in your mind, and this is why it's difficult for you to really sense what I'm saying, because you really allow others to be others. But many of us, really give a difficult look to people,
So how does he say how he suggests develop this clarity?
Yeah, already he said through the practices, and he keeps on. Yesterday he was saying that through practices, dropping to different spaces.
I remember that was the definition of success.
Mm-hmm.
If you drop into different spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And that until you have this clarity, you should follow scriptures or guru, who knows.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
This scripture in particular? I mean...
I think any scripture, not this scripture, maybe. Because this is in Sanskrit and you don't know Sanskrit. So, every time you have to be dependent on me. And I can ask an enormous charge, for the translation. So just to be aware that not to follow this.
From another scripture that I could read,
uh-huh.
which actually I can't read in its original language, but the Bible,
mm-hmm.
When he said something about knowing that the mind enlarges and reduces things,
mm-hmm.
it reminded me of the part in the Bible where they say, lean not unto your own understanding, but trust in me, which I never understood, but do you think that that's sort of...
That's what I think, that's what,
okay.
Lean on not your own understanding. But to me, kind of like really probably same thing, Bible saying same thing, that maybe as long as you haven't grown, inward, maybe your understanding is not good enough. So probably same thing. So maybe the Bible, you know,
oh.
If you can. Yeah. Okay, so whatever.
From which time on I can trust my own understanding?
Like when like the information from the mind and felt, really felt, what is the correct shape of that, and like this, maybe going forward is available, you know, to act upon is available, so then, yeah, like when really knowing that mind doesn't have this ability to present the writ, what is, but certainly is very, very helpful tool. Like we have to be rely on that and using the feeling, like not the feelings, like some other feeling faculty to maybe to get the correct, you know, form of that. And once you get and you have this like ability to act through, like it's available, so then
do you think there's a point in the practice where you have that clarity, let's say, where you understand the mind is always enlarging or diminishing, and all of that becomes very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And but there's this moment, there's this kind of paralysis that sets in because you see that, well, I'm reacting this way because I'm thinking of, you know, I'm enlarging somebody else's experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to act mm-hmm. this way because so that's just what I find in my own self that there's it becomes really hard to know.
Certainly,
it becomes very hard to act though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Certainly, and that's why he's suggesting as long as it's difficult, you know, it's really
yeah.
good to follow. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then, you know. Like when you know,
right.
You know, it's not that you know and you don't know,
right.
That doesn't exist,
yeah.
Like, you know.
But then it's just a matter, then it becomes a matter of the action. I mean, do you withhold the action that you know is coming, you know, from a place that isn't, let's say, pure or?
Yeah, you know, like, because he's suggesting, you know, like, by that time, really, following others, you know, like,
right.
Kind of will be more helpful. Then, yeah. Like, you know, as long as this faculty is not available,
right.
Really, like in the state of doubt, it's better to, you know, follow Bible, you know, like something, somebody.
Like, what would Jesus do?
Yeah. Like, you know, whatever, maybe it's like, probably, you know, like it's, like very much misunderstood, you know. Like generally, what is produced to us is like, you know, somebody like me, like translating Bible and translating, you know, so that I can be benefited, you know. Like generally, all the scriptures are produced that way, you know. Like they really, somebody, you know, will be sitting there and the benefit of this person is the kind of, you know, is the truth of the Bible, or is the truth of Yoga Vasishtha.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, maybe not that way,
right.
Because then you will be following me, who is really wanting to make use of you, you know. So, like, really being careful. Just 1 minute.
I'm just thinking that forgiveness seems like it probably plays a huge role.
Forgiveness uh-huh.
in this whole process,
uh-huh.
it seems to me must be really important.
Yeah, it's certainly, like, it's really will give you less hard time, you know, if you forgive people. Like,
no,
both ways, you know. Like, because it's like then, you know, you are done in 1 minute.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, I will be thinking
yeah.
and never really go to the bottom.
Yeah.
Like, you know, never really find the, you know, what you wanted.
Right.
Like, you know, it could be like when some accident that you are pouring tea and it fell.
Mm.
It's complete accident.
Mm.
And I could take it personal. Ah,
mm.
Katoraji, really, you know, made my wife, you know, pajama with tea spot. and thinking, why she did so, you know. Maybe other day, you know, I have done this, you know, then,
mm.
no, that's not true, then, other, kind of like,
mm.
I really have to go the whole history of Katoraji,
mm.
and still not find the reason, because it was just accident.
Mm.
So I think it saves a lot of time, forgiveness. Yes, Studi?
It's not a question, I was just feeling something.
Mm-hmm.
It feels a strange one to me because even, you know, without complete clarity,
mm-hmm.
like I act in the world,
mm-hmm.
and I do things and things happen and I make mistakes. And
mm-hmm.
those mistakes are fuel, seems like they're fuel for me to learn from and
mm-hmm.
wisdom,
yeah.
to grow. You know,
yeah.
and like, so if I don't act, that fuel wouldn't
yeah.
be there.
Yeah, certainly. So also that is a way, you know, to really learn from your own mistakes. Yeah, that is also a way. Yeah, yeah. You know, he's not saying it's only way.
Mm.
He's saying like this could be a way. Yeah,
yeah.
A way, you know, not only way. And your way is the also a way. Namaskar. Yes.
I was just like, this is something that's always puzzled me because it seems that in order to know who to trust to take the guidance until you have your own feeling for where to go,
mm-hmm.
you need to have a really good feed, like your sensing ability to discern who to trust and which scriptures to trust
yeah.
mm.
needs to be really good.
Yeah.
Because lots of people, I think, can easily go.
Yeah.
And I've never really understood that.
Yeah. I think, you know, this is like probably like maybe the like whom we call guides, you know. They are not fulfilling their responsibility. Somehow it's very difficult on my part to know that if guide is right or not.
Mm.
So really, guides has to be responsible for that, you know. Like we cannot take that responsibility. It's not possible. So somehow if guides are not having good hearts, it's really difficult, you know, like it's probably, you know, if I'm having kind of like not a good heart, I could, like, you know, in business, you know, like we see like everyone representing that I'm the best, like, you know, this is going on in the world, and probably somehow also the guides have adopted this business technology, you know, and this is why it has become very difficult, really, to, and I think it's not possible, like, to know who is right and who is not right because of this way. So somewhere, you know, this heart, who really feels for the welfare of the world, you know, they really have to be responsible for this. They really have to not make part of the business themselves, you know, somehow. Then only it will work, otherwise there is no way out. Like if we really go with the influence of business, like even the people who really are kind of guides, even if they adopt this business way, I think it's no way, you know. We have to go somewhere, you know, like down in the lake. So somewhere, it's not our responsibility, it's the responsibility of guides that they say, oh, I'm not eligible to be a guide. Like, you know, if it can only come from there. Otherwise, there is no way out. Like, whatever, like, however you manage, I will manage to trick you, you know. Like whatever, you know, preparation you make, like we see in our daily life, you know, like we really get so much prepared, you know, mm-hmm. and still, you know, tricked every day. So somewhere maybe like this heart has to feel that probably, you know, I think somewhere, if we really are able to, like this criminal acts, you know, if we really know, I think, you know, the misguiding people will be the most criminals, you know, like no other criminal can do such a harm as somebody like me, you know.
Is, and the less they're able to trust themselves, the more open they are to finding somebody who they can't, who, I don't know, it's like you have to be able to trust yourself a certain amount to know who to trust, you
yeah.
know, and
yeah.
the harder that is for somebody, the more they need guidance, and the more easy it is to be misguided.
Yeah, certainly, that's what I'm saying, you know, like, it's certainly, like, because you don't trust you, then you want to trust someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can, you know, trick you, you know. Mm-hmm. And probably, like, this has not to be a business, you know, somewhere. Like, somewhere we have to come to a common kind of, like, a agreement that this is not a business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This cannot be done in the norms of a business. There's no way this could only be done in the norms of good heart. So somewhere, you know, that, you know, somehow, I think all of us are so much influenced by business that even, I think, people who have good heart, they don't see a way out without business. So somewhere, you know, like this, understanding has to grow between us that, you know, if I'm guiding, I'm not going to misguide knowingly. Unknowingly, it can happen. Like this promise I have to make to myself. And probably, you know, then slowly it will get better and better.
What do you mean by business?
Because generally, like, you know, there is, you know, like the life is time, you know, of us. It's somehow have become expensive, like, you know, the way we live. So certainly, like, there are, like, some basic things also which will be needed by these people also who are called guide. So somewhere either, like, the society decides that they will take care of these people. You know, that will be, I think, best. Like in the past, that has been the way, kind of like the society decided to take care of these people. And otherwise, another way is like actually they, like this, people who were on this guiding way, they were saying that I'm on Vayurvritti. Vayurvritti means like I will live my life whatever air will blow towards me. You know, it's not, if these people cannot have any expectation, and if they can really say that, okay, whatever air blows towards me, I will live on that. So there are two ways, you know. One way could be that these guys could be kind of like so committed that they depend on the air. Another way could be if society decides to take care of them. So.
Because I was wondering, like, if you were using business just in this way, which is kind of on a material side, or also on, because there's also an, you know, there's business going on the kind of fulfilling my needs. As if I'm a guide and I'm using you to fulfill my other needs, I need to be loved, I need to be recognized, I need to...
No, like, you know, that will be for sure, you know, like, you know, other, like, you know, as long as, like, as Sage was saying, you know, one is not tailored, all these new needs will be there. So somebody has to fulfill that. That is not like a business, you know. Okay. Like business, like when I trick you, you know, I say, okay, you know, I touch you and you will feel some energy, and I want to charge 5,000 euros, like somebody is charging this money. Like, and actually somebody went for this, and like it's really close friend, and she paid this 5,000 euros, and she reported that it's the same experience as I had in one of the treatments, like with us. So I said, ah, okay. But this is going on. So maybe if we can have some quiet time.